Ashtang Pranam under the lotus feet of my Gurudev. Nitya Lila Pravishtam Vishnu Pashri Shuman Bhakti Pragyan Kesho Vishwami Maharaj. Understand? In the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru. Nitya Lila Pravishtam Vishnu Pashri Shuman Bhakti Vedan Swami Maharaj. In a day or two, we cannot express our whole idea. The mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was unlimited. His associates are unlimited. His katha, Hari katha, is unlimited. O Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, if he comes and he speaks, he will not finish in thousand and thousand of years. So we are only chatting, touching some instructions of Mahaprabhu came from the heart of Rupa Goswami. An explanation by himself, Sri Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. We should try to understand deeply all these things, not only externally. So I want to explain only the eight text, Tannama Rupa Charitadi, Sukrittanan, Krameena Rasana Manasi Niyojya, Tishthan Vraje, Tadanuragi, Jananugar, Kalan Nair, Akhilam, Ittu Padeshasar. You should translate.
This is Srila Prabhupada's translation to the verse. The essence of all advice is that one should utilize one's full time, 24 hours a day, in nicely chanting and remembering the Lord's divine name, transcendental form, qualities, and eternal pastimes.
What he told? One should, if he wants to nicely chant, what he should do? You told?
Yes,
first sentence.
The essence of all advice is that one should utilize
again,
one's...
carefully hear. Don't hear like here. It should come. I remember a story. There was king in India. Oh, he has 9 jewels of his counselors. Very intelligent. One day, very great council was there, king was there beside him. Name was Vikramajit. In the meantime, a mendicant came, totally naked, having some skull. He went there and told, O king, I want proper answer of my question. He told that you can ask your question, and he told mendicant, I want to know that the skull, you should look it and tell that he was intelligent or he was foolish. Then, always thinking what to answer. A person dead, and not only that, only his call is there, nothing is there. How they can tell that he was intelligent or foolish? They could not answer. But one of the most intelligent counselors was not there at that time. So king requested him that, please wait a little. my one of the scholars is coming. So wait a little, only 5 minutes. And in the meantime he came. When he came, Kalidas. When he came, again that mendicant asked that question. I want to know that, the skull which I am keeping here, can you tell that it was intelligent or foolish? He smiled and told, a very easy thing, very easy. Then you should tell, I will not tell you, I am doing something, and you should tell in my behalf, you will tell, yourself you will tell. He took a
throw from the room.
And he gave it to this ear. But it went here to here. Then he began to laugh and he was so foolish. How you can tell? Because if that was going here, not coming here. So what words he used to hear and it used to come. So he was foolish. If anyone will hear and go through this past through here, then he is foolish. He should take these words in heart and he should think what is good, what is bad. It judges, who judges? His mind or heart. So he was surely a fool. And then it, you are right. So we should take the words and the meanings and the deep meaning here, not let it go outside. Here it should come. So I pray you all, request you all to hear and to take it here. What do you, again?
The essence of all advice is that one should utilize one's full time, 24 hours a day, in nicely chanting and remembering the Lord's divine name, transcendental form, qualities, and eternal pastimes, thereby gradually engaging one's tongue and mind. In this way, one should reside in Braj, Goloka Vrindavan Dham, and serve Krishna under the guidance of devotees. One should follow in the footsteps of the Lord's beloved devotees who are deeply attached to his devotional service.
Those who want to nicely chant, to chant pure.
Relationships, are neutral, servant, friendship, parental, and conjugal. But it's stated in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that there's no Shantaras in Vrindavan. Also, Dasyaras is not pure. It's mixed with friendship, Vatsalya, and Madhurya. So, Rupa Goswami is advising that we follow the associates in one of those upper categories. In the line of Srila Rupa Goswami, coming from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we are trying to be descendants. Our whole line of acharyas, from Rupa Goswami to Prabhupada and Srila Bhakti Pragyan Kesha Maharaj, Srila Gurudev, are all in the line of Rupa Goswami, who is Rupa Manjari, as Upananda Prabhu has stated. So those who are in the line of Rupa Manjari, and Prabhupada writes in his preface to Nectar of Devotion and Nectar of Instruction that we are all Rupa Nuga Bhaktas. So we follow under the guidance of Rupa Manjari in her services to Srimati Radhika, not serving Krishna directly, but serving through Radhika. And we find out what those services are by Sadhu Sangha, by hearing and reading the books of the Goswamis and hearing from their representatives, the Shrestha Sadhu, or pure devotees, and learning how to follow how they serve Srimati Radhika.
We will hear from him. stage of bondage. Even he is sadhak, but he can chant and remember the pastimes of Krishna with his associates. Important is this, that what is the mood of associates? You can remember only the thing that, how they are serving to Krishna, like Sridham Madhumangal Subal, or like Mother Yashodananda Baba, or gopis, like his beloved, them, if anyone has taste or not here, taste will come after. But any devotees, he can, whether he is in bondage state, it is not that when our anartha will go totally and totally will be liberated, no offense, no even scent of any anartha unwanted thing, and then we can remember these things. This is quite wrong thing. Now sum up. Vaishnava think like this. But Rupa Goswami never told like this. Especially you can have a strong faith on Swamiji. He cannot derail you. He will tell direct and what is true. So he is telling like this. If we are liberated from all anarths, then what is the need of doing so many, following the line of bhakti from beginning? So he is telling, good advice, you can believe on this. Even that in the stage of bondage, even when anyone can remember these things.
Now Srila Prabhupada is quoting the commentary of his Guru Pada Padma. I'm reading from the purport of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur has commented as follows upon this verse. One who has not yet developed an interest...
I'm telling all these things, only to tell you that a devotee or a disciple should not be always whole life in the one stage when he joined the mission. Bhakti is like a current, and current never stops any place. Always going. So bhakti is like a current coming from Krishna, Ladini Shakti, Srimati Radhika, and it cannot stop. Never. So a devotee, if he wants to increase, develop his bhakti, he will try to do like some
caterpillar,
like this, or taking one end here and then taking here and there. No? If you are not doing, you cannot advance. Never, never, never. So he is telling, I am telling that, or all Shastras tell, that we should try to develop our Krishna consciousness by this. So we cannot be for 10 years, 20 years, 40 years, for life, for eternal, that we will be the same position where we were. I have not seen any of devotees beginning from Dhruva and up to Uddhava and Raghunath Das Goswami and up to our Gurudev and Swamiji. Swamiji, in his last stage, he was not at the same when he was in childhood. So must develop. So he is telling.
Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur has commented as follows upon this verse. One who has not yet developed interest in Krishna consciousness should give up all material motives and train his mind by following the progressive regulative principles, namely chanting and remembering Krishna and his name, form, quality, pastimes and so forth. In this way, after developing a taste for such things, one should try to live in Vrindavan and pass his time constantly remembering.
Why he told that we should chant 24 hours? Are we doing following? Even 10 minutes constantly, like honey, we are chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, and going to our job, here, there. We can't fix our mind. But if you want, you will have to do 24 hours. No job, nothing like Raghunath Das Goswami did. If you want to have such taste and so much serving Krishna, what you are doing, you should not be satisfied by that. That I am doing everything. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he told, na gandhosti me darapim kandami saubhagya bharam prakashitam vansi vilashyan nanan avalokanam vina vibhartma chat pran pratangakam. I am not a what?
Yes.
Saint even of bhakti, pray. You are kind. O Radhe Radhe, O Krishna, O Krishna. Why you are crying? Oh, I am crying to show my devotion to others. Really, if I have had prem, then how can I maintain my life? If a fish is taken out of water, in a moment she will die. But I am not dying. I am not meeting with Krishna. I am not seeing Krishna. And even I am not dying, so where is prem? If there is prem, one cannot. And if he will be totally mad. If he will be alive. So Mahaprabhu was unmatta, like a mad. Also Advaita charge had, oh, I am mad, you are movement. So he will be mad. So, go on.
In this way, after developing a taste for such things, one should try to live in Vrindavan and pass his time constantly remembering Krishna's name, fame, pastimes and qualities under the direction and protection of an expert devotee.
Not so-called. In this world, so-called are so many. Oh, very rare expert in this. So we should do what? Pray to Krishna, that same rare any person, qualified, bona fide. In his guidance, we should be in Vrindavan. Otherwise, what will be? You will be deprived of. Or you will be cheated. Surely you will be cheated. And I know that how so many are cheated. Or full of Vrindavan, outwardly full of cheaters. So, you should try. How you will decide? That is high class of, oh, only take shelter of Krishna. Oh, Krishna, I have offered myself in your lotus feet. You should manage.
So, Prabhupada is saying expert devotee, but not the member of any society or any...
He has not any society. Bhakti not belongs to any society. It depends on the devotion and love. If a society is whole, Krishna consciousness, then how 95% are all the sannyasis may go down. Where are they? So it depends, never depends on anything. It It depends on devotion. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has not told our Rupa Goswami or anyone.
In the neophyte stage, one should always engage in hearing Krishna Katha. This is called Shravandasha, the stage of hearing. By constantly hearing the
Why you are shutting, closing your eyes? Why not?
This is called Shravandasha, the stage of hearing. By constantly hearing the transcendental holy name of Krishna and hearing of his transcendental form, qualities and pastimes, one can attain to the stage of acceptance called Varandasha.
First is hearing. You may be disguised. You cannot understand if you are reading yourself. So you should hear first, Shravanam, then Kirtanam. Always you should follow. By reading yourself, you cannot judge. What is the meaning of this? Ya Bhagavat Pada Vaishnavastha. So you must go to any realized person. The symptoms of realized Vaishnava are there. You should know all this. It will come also by hearing from superiors. So,
Ram, where have you been?
Ram?
Ram, where have you been?
Oh, you can know by this an example that there is written, Ram, where you have gone. In a simple way. What is the meaning? Ram, tell me frankly, where you have gone. But when I will ask, Ram, where had you been? What is the meaning? I don't want to know. I know. Why you went there? Ram, where had you been? What meaning? What is the meaning? I know that you have gone to any bad place. I know. You should not go. It may be so many meanings, 10, 20. How you know? What is the meaning? Oh. Trace on anything. The mood of speaking, it will tell. So those who have served Gurudev, they can know the meaning. Always serving and internally, not externally. How was the utterance of that sentence? So, how you can know? Oh, you can know only by the realized soul. What is the meaning of Chaitanya Charitamrita? What is the meaning of this sloka of Srimad Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam and Vedanta? If you are not hearing from high class of devotees, then you must go be different. You cannot understand.
By constantly hearing the transcendental holy name of Krishna and hearing of his transcendental form, qualities and pastimes, one can attain to the stage of acceptance called Varandasha. When one attains this stage, he becomes attached to the hearing of Krishna Katha. When one is able to chant in ecstasy, he attains the stage of Smaranavastha.
What is Varandasha? What he has heard. And he began to follow by his whole senses, by mood, internally, externally. And this is called 24 hours engaged. It may be that first, in beginning, it may be not so pure, but he is engaging. And by hearing always his superiors, and he engages gradually. Like Raghunath Das Goswami, like Loknath Das Goswami, Narottam Thakur, like Srinivasa Acharya. Ji Goswami has told very in good way. He has explained all these things in his Sandarbha. But we don't never see it.
In the Hainan
Chintamani,
Bhagavad Gita described in
Shravan Dasa,
he said one must hear
Astakali Lila, Ekadasa, Vandana, and gradually it will come. So he will hear from beginning what? The pastimes of Krishna with associates. He will hear of friendship. He will hear the pastimes of Vatsalya, and he will hear all these things gradually. And then a special greed will come. And then he will try to always remember in that line. If he is not hearing anything, how he can remember? If he have not ever heard the pastimes of Radha, Damodar, Yashoda, how she is controlling Krishna, how you can remember? Not only distributing books, making temples, always 24 hours, you have no time to do all these things, to see what nectar is in this book. Why we are doing so? Any aim, and there is no aim and object. What can we do? So first, Swamiji wrote O Krishna book, whole tenth canto, everything. Why he wrote? That you should only distribute, not to read, and to hear, and to know? No. He wrote and gave it to distribute and to read all sutra. He used to tell all these pastimes himself. So then he can paranandasamekam. What a special thing I want. Where is my taste? And then by so increasing. That Mahaprabhu told to Raghunath Das Goswami. Aluna khaibe, Aluna paribe, amani manodhaye Krishna nam sada, antare kara nishtha lok vyavahar, and praje Radha Krishna manasa seva karibe. He has told for seniors, those who are about 20 years in mission, in 30 years, 40 years, this they can do. They can hear and they can do like this, no other. But if there is taste, then ruchi should be.
You gave the Bengali, but you didn't give the English.
Vraje Radha Krishna Seva Manasa Karibe. One should serve Radha and Krishna in the core of his heart, by mind, day and night in Vrindavan.
Yes.
Srila Prabhupada continues, recollection, absorption, meditation, constant remembrance and trance are the five items of progressive Krishna Smaran. At first,
for whom he is writing? Swamiji? For whom? Those who are liberated and serving Krishna in Golok Vrindavan, or who are in bondage?
Who are living outside? What is the
issue? So, he has written for all. This is our aim and object, and we should try to follow. If we will not read the books very gravely, with deep meaning, and we will not ask any superior Vaishnava, then how we can know all these things? So we should try to know.
At first, remembrance of Krishna may be interrupted at intervals, But later, remembrance proceeds uninterrupted.
Yes.
When remembrance is uninterrupted, it becomes concentrated, and it is called meditation. When meditation expands and becomes constant, it is called anusmriti. By uninterrupted and unceasing anusmriti, one enters the stage of samadhi, or spiritual trance. After smarandasha, or samadhi, has fully developed, the soul comes to understand his original constitutional position. At that,
now he will know his constitutional position, love and affection, everything which is in our soul.
At that time, he can perfectly and clearly understand his eternal relationship with Krishna. That is called sampatidasha, the perfection of life.
Yes. So, but now time is over. We must. So we will explain more in evening class. Or try to read this. If any question, you can question. I will try to answer. Or this book will answer itself. But try to not to be one stage.